Hello, this is Kyle Jones. We are continuing our daily devotionals with the book that I have been working on for the past few years called Meander and Chevron. Basically, the book is a look into the goddess cultures of Romania, Serbia, and Hungary, all the old European goddesses, all the way to the Baltics, 40-some thousand BC, and just seeing the type of rebus, or the abstractions is what they would call them, and technically speaking, which is the demarcations of a semiotic idea or an association of, say, an animal or some kind of a substance such as water, you know, for the M sign, which began possibly as a frog or a toad, but to imply where water is, later becoming probably the source for the word Mayim in the Hebrew, and in pretty much the Arabic the same, as well as Chinese, the ma sound, meaning a type of water. But today we are continuing in this idea that the story, the orchestrated story that God has written from the dawn of time, that God has created, if you will, a type of children of innocence who a long time ago in a Paleolithic era, that they wrote with their styluses of knives into bone, some kind of flint knife, something to carve into an ossuary or an ossia that depicted their view of life and their association with the divine as nature. It was pretty much one and the same. Where we separate the two, that's pretty much a result, I believe, of a great fall that we have had. But nonetheless, this nature goddess culture, an age of innocence, a technical era that was prior to Adam and Eve. And we do know that all fell under the guise, or if you will, the story's sake with Adam and Eve. Nonetheless, I believe it was in our body to do so at a certain time. Nonetheless, we are here to continue with the depictions of the early world, such as the stabbings, if you will, where the meander and the chevron and the V and the ideas of the anima or life itself were intermingled now with this serpent force, where the serpent or the serpent motion was in congruency, in congress with the natural balance around my theory is roughly during the time of Adam and Eve, these symbols did change, and these symbols were in congruency with the story of Adam and Eve, where Eve did take of the fruit. I believe that's a sexual innuendo, that she had sexual congress with the serpent or the Korabai in the garden. But we do have depictions from the Kukatini era, where around about, say, 4500 to 3500 BC, and around the Ukraine region, what we would call the Ukraine now, we do see all types of animals and depictions of animals, and the V and the chevron, and even the eggs and the serpent, the life force, and where the egg could be possibly stained by the sperm, the understanding of what sexual congress meant, and that virgin birth that has been held for so many thousands of years since the time of, say, roughly 40,000 BC, that virgin birth somehow is understood to not necessarily only take the woman, and a type of parthenogenesis, excuse me, but to have some kind of understanding that it takes two. And by this, quote, power of two, we do have this congress where the serpent in motion is going right straight through these depictions of life itself, and the serpent symbolizing the male, the phallic symbol, or the penis going through the balance of life, as is virility, the power, the strength, the upsurgency, and really, later on, we see it as being something that has kind of a mind of its own, like an auto dea, a force to be reckoned with, a type of Satan later. Nonetheless, we do have those depictions given to us in the Kukatini era, like I said, located close to Ukraine. We do have another aspect that I would like to start off with is in Gibraltar, Spain, called the La Pieta Cave, or we found roughly La Pieta Cave. Going back now some, let's just say, 7 to 9,000 years before this stabbing, if you will, the stabbings in the ossuaries or the ossias were seen in the Kukatini region. We do have in Gibraltar, Spain, this Iberian culture, somewhat of the same kind of depictions. We do see that this spiral symbol was a notion of the serpent and also of a horned beast or animal, something with great power. We do see that this spiraling system was associated with the serpent as energy and that of cyclic time, or an ostinato, if you will, something that repeats upon itself. I am brought back to, for a moment, one of my older lectures on Kronos, meaning the horned one, which we do find in the Greek pantheons. We see Kronos is wearing a crown or a horn, the same word, kron, karan, karen in the Hebrew, Kronos in Greek. But the, like I said, the early depictions of Kronos were that he had a horn. So there is some fusion of ideas that I believe was broken from the pregnant form of the Baltic and Kukatini and all that region of the earlier ages of innocence. I believe that Kronos was a particular that came out of the pictographic idea. Kronos was also considered to be a type of Satan, one who devoured all, one who ate all, the phagein, the one who simply consumed all things. Time consumes all things. So there is a sense of power, a sense of a god, a sense of a horned one, a sense of a serpent, or the power of the prince of the air that be, a type of Satan in this Kronos that we do also see in a more full state, if you will, in the La Pieta Cave of roughly 13,000 B.C., I would like to also mention just for one moment that in Ezekiel 28, we do see God addressing the king of Tyre, Ithabalus. And he, as he's speaking to Ithabalus around about 550 BC, God does do a panorama of time with Ithabalus and say, but I have known you since the Garden of Eden. And in the day that I created you, I gave you the power of the tipsach or the tophet, which means the drum, the ability to set trend and rhythm. It was the gerundative or the gerund form of tipsach or the tophet. Tipsock being that, it just meant the drumming, that is to set rhythm and pace. And if we could maybe make an analog of that, we would say that why do we listen to certain pop music today and we don't like it the next day? And why do we wear certain jeans in a certain style? Well, it's because of the tempo, the rhythmic tempo and trend of the day. We're caught up in the cadence of the day. Why do people laugh at certain jokes this decade that are not funny the next decade? It's because, well, it's the rhythmic trend, the cadence of the day. So, again, I would love to cover more of that later, but we do find that in Ezekiel 28 with this beautiful and strange dialogue between God and the serpent. I would, for a moment, like to continue with this idea, though, of this spiral sense of the snake and coil, and also of the hook and the axe. We do, again, find some of these depictions, if you will, around the Danube Basin of about 6,000 B.C. And they continued all the way into 3,500 B.C., which I do believe at some point was exactly the time of Adam and Eve, and probably the fall at that point. Nonetheless, we do have these things, just simply serpent forms, and we see them interrupting other images of life itself. They're the images, the passages of life and how do I say this one? A type of biosphere where the serpent has been crossing through and interrupting, if you will, a type of motion that was natural. If you will, I might take it so far as to take to the theological and say that it's an interruption of natural progression of the nature worship, much like the American Indians, whenever we came as the white man and interrupted their natural sense of flow. If I could go back for a moment to roughly 24,000 BC, prior to this type of interruption, where things were a little bit more in congruency. They didn't have any kind of stabbings, if you will, on the carving. We do have in Malta, Siberia, of approximately 24,000 BC, a beautiful depiction of the woman, fully breasted, fully formed vagina. And this carving is on a mammoth's tooth, so we do know in that that it's, I would say, pretty old. Nonetheless, in her depiction, we already have the idea of some kind of power of a trinity or a triuneness that is somewhat in a box form, and with a pointer stick coming out the top. There's two trinity boxes. The first box is in between the breasts, pointing upwards somewhat toward the, if you're looking at from there, from the ossuary side, it would be the right clavicle, but nonetheless in between the breasts. The second triune or trinity box is got a pointer stick pointing down toward the vulva or the vagina, embroidered and surrounding the outside. Nature of this mammoth tooth of this woman is depicted a serpent motion going around her, somewhat surrounding the paradise of her body, the beauty of her nature. So I find that to give contrast once again going back, we see a uniformity of nature, like I said, as I referenced the American Indians, prior to a disruption of this natural flow. And I think for today, I'd like to just call it quits, but just to say thank you for giving me your time. It's been a little bit more chaotic, in my opinion, lesson. Nonetheless, we're getting the information out, and I hope that we're running wildly and madly with it and a joy with Jesus Christ to know that he rectified all of this into a unified story that makes this story beautiful. And I do thank you. This is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries.